Let's talk a little bit about rectal cancer. What's happened in the last few years in terms of clinical research results that have affected practice?
I think the number one finding has been that preoperative therapy, I think, has been the major shift in terms of the approach of at least low-lying to mid-rectal cancers. That preoperative therapy, one, appears to be better tolerated than post-op therapy. Two, seems to confer better local control, although not necessarily a survival advantage compared to post-operative therapy. And very importantly, patients who receive preoperative chemoradiation are more apt to have a sphincter-preserving procedure compared to a patient who has upfront surgery. And even if there's no survival advantage to preoperative therapy, we think the tolerance issues, the local control issues, and very importantly, organ preservation, sort of just as you might treat a woman with a larger primary breast tumor with a neoadjuvant approach to try to reduce the risk of a full mastectomy compared to a smaller procedure, we think this paradigm is also true in rectal cancer. And so by and large, patients with at least low-lying to mid-rectal cancers where there is going to be some chance of requiring a permanent colostomy or excision through an APR is somebody we would be very inclined to treat with preoperative therapy. Now, right now, I think the two questions is we are very comfortable, and there's growing data that both infusional 5-FU with radiation, capecitabine with radiation, are easy to dose, tolerated. Again, there are questions that are now emerging are, what happens when you add a drug like oxaliplatin as a second radiosensitizing drug and potentially as part of systemic therapy in the preoperative chemoradiation regimen to enhance the chances of downstaging pathologic complete response to therapy? Likewise, bevacizumab is also being used as a radiosensitizer in some settings with rectal cancer patients. And I think both of these strategies are worth pursuing. Again, they're investigational questions, but they may in fact add to the chances of downstaging and in particular really getting down to a complete pathologic response. Because as we see that figure going up, we know that a complete pathologic response to preoperative therapy is a good predictor for long-term survival. One of the other questions that we really haven't answered now, we do know that the addition of oxaliplatin to 5-FU in stage 3 colon cancer is beneficial. We assume that's true in rectal cancer, although frankly that hasn't been done, and particularly it hasn't been done in patients who receive preoperative chemoradiation, and there is some sense that the patient either clinically was stage 3 or after surgery they have clear evidence of stage 3 rectal cancer. By and large, we would be in favor of oxaliplatin for such a patient unless there's a clear contraindication to that.